With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. A Southwest Michigan cider maker will use pigs to help combat pests in its orchard. Virtue Cider in Fenville bought 18 Gloucestershire Old Spot pigs, also called orchard pigs. They're known for eating bug-ridden apples that fall on the ground. The practice of using pigs to control pests goes back to early farming techniques in the 1900s. But as WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, some question if it's effective or even safe.
I'm sort of the pig mama, so I'll introduce you to the pig.
That's Virtue's culinary and hospitality director, Missy Corey. She's driving me in a golf cart over the more than 8 acres of land Virtue Cider has laid out for Gloucestershire Old Spot pigs.
Hi, ladies. Come say hi. Hello.
The pigs are white with black spots, and their ears droop over their eyes.
So the folklore is that the spots came from apples falling on them and causing bruises. Hi, Fern.
This is our alpha mama.
That's Ryan Beck. He directs agriculture at Virtue Farm.
Probably one of these, 8-month-old piglets is probably close to 200 pounds. So you can imagine the sow here, she must be at least 550, 600.
Beck says this was a popular pig for farmers in the early 1900s. It was cold hardy, produced a lean meat, and of course, ate fallen apples. But by the 1990s, the breed was near extinction.
Industrial agriculture in general did not bode well. They didn't like being in confinement. They're a really bright, intelligent breed and suffered from depression and died off in captivity, more so than other pig breeds.
Though Beck says the breed has made a comeback in recent years, there's still only about 500 Gloucestershire Old Spot pigs in the United States. Beck says right now Virtue relies on apples from other local orchards to make their cider. The trees on the farm's own small orchard are little bigger than saplings. It can take anywhere from 2 to 6 years for an apple tree to start producing fruit. But Beck says once the trees are ready, they'll run the pigs through the orchard after every harvest.
The idea with eating the windfalls and the drops from the orchard is to really break the cycle of various pests, especially in their larval states.
But Beck says buying these pigs is kind of a risk. Just because this method worked in the 1900s doesn't mean it'll work now.
It's placing a certain amount of faith in kind of the traditional fashion of farming.
For about 6 years, Michigan State University studied this kind of pest management. Matt Grishup was one of those researchers. He says when MSU ran hogs through an orchard after a harvest, they noticed there were fewer adult bugs the next year. But MSU didn't finish its research. In 2013, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration came out with new good agricultural practices.
One of the baselines in these good agricultural practice or GAP standards is that domesticated animals are not to be in the presence of plant agriculture. So essentially, this research was more or less regulated out of existence.
Grishup says there's a fear that farms with integrated systems, where animals are close to crops, can cause food poisoning. But he says there's not a lot of science to back that up.
We do know that manures, and whether they're produced directly on farm by an animal in an integrated system or applied as a manure, can carry E. coli and salmonella and a variety of other dangerous microbes. But what we don't know is how attributable downstream food poisonings, for lack of a better term, are attributable to those practices.
Basically, it's hard to say if crops pick up bacteria from manure or from the numerous people that handle them as they travel from farm to store. Grishup says right now, GAP standards just apply to large market farms, the ones that sell at major grocery stores. Virtue Farm is too small to be one of them.
There's been a push I think primarily the FDA, but also the USDA to some extent, to have these standards extended to all farmers, regardless of their market. And this has been something that's been very contentious.
But Missy Corey says this experiment isn't really about the pigs. The farm uses other organic methods to control pests. Ryan Beck says it's about rediscovering what it means to do these traditional styles of farming.
And if anything, it's an emotional realization about how we arrive to our food and awakens the senses to actually see it firsthand.
You can see video of the old spot pigs at Virtue Farm on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.